Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
There's only one. There's only one pod in the Motor City that's keeping you up to date on everything Detroit sports. This is the Daily Ticket with your host, Jeff Rieger.
Hey, everybody, what's going on? Jeff Rieger, another episode of The Daily Ticket. It's a Tuesday, it's the 7th, it's May, it's 2024. How you doing? Oh, don't you just feel so good when it's nice outside? Don't you? Big plans after this podcast. Currently, it's Monday at 2:33. I got the day off of work. I'm going to go to a pickleball lesson. That's right. My wife, my kid, me, I've played before. I think I could dominate pickleball. You ever play? It's like tennis, but not as hard, and you don't have to run as much, and I feel anybody can play it. Like, anybody can play it. It's like shooting baskets in your front yard. Anybody can do it. You don't have to be any good. I expect one day to find my athletic prowess. I expect one day to be good at something athletically. I kind of feel like I figured out my golf swing, but I'm not that good. Maybe my calling is pickleball. I mean, I've seen it on TV. It's sweeping the nation. Yes, it's for older people, it seems like, but maybe it catches on with younger folk as well. I'm a 48-year-old man. I'm still looking for what I'm good at. Maybe it's pickleball for me. I'll check back in tomorrow. I'll let you know how I did. Anyway, I don't know what the Tigers did in Cleveland against the Guardians on Monday night, because as I said, it's 2:35 now on a Monday. And by the time you watch or listen to this, you'll know what the Tigers did. Yesterday, we talked about Torque. We talked about A.J. Hinch's comments about Torque before Saturday's game. A.J. essentially said, I'm going to bench Torque. If he doesn't pick it up, we're going to bench him. Now, we didn't say it like that, but he had moved Torque down to the seventh spot for the first time all season long. Somebody asked him about it. He said, the next stop is right next to me. I don't know if they're going to send him down. I have no idea if Torque is going to be able to rebound. He had a very nice Sunday. A day after those comments and going 0-for-4 with two strikeouts and grounding into a double play in the ninth inning, he had two doubles on Sunday before the game was rained out eventually. But we focus on Torque, and I said this yesterday. We focus on Torque. Like, Torque is the scapegoat. Like, Torque is taking the brunt of the unhappiness by the fan base. Everybody's got an opinion about what you do about Spencer Torkelson. Do you send him down? Do you sit him on the bench? Do you give him a week and a half off to figure it all out? I heard somebody call 97.1 The Ticket yesterday, the midday show, and say DFA him. Now, that's ludicrous, because he still has options and you can send him down, but people are really reacting to Torque. And Scott Harris, the president of baseball operations, probably loves that, because y'all are missing the bigger picture. It's the president of baseball operations. It's Scott Harris. I know he's only in year two. I get it. But we're in year 10. Scott Harris pretty much told you what he's doing. And we just either chose not to believe him or not to get upset about it. And it pisses me off. The more I watch this team, I want the team to be good. There's nothing quite like a pennant race for a city. It's every day. It's a soap opera. Go back, and I know it's hard to remember back that far, but go back to 06 or 11 or 12 or 13 or 14. Every game matters. You're into every game. You have thoughts on every game. I want that. I need that. We pretend like it's that, but it's not, because this offense blows. It's not just torque. It's everybody. Do you know 8 guys on this team have an OPS of under 600? That is embarrassing. League average is like 735. You got Colt Keith in the 300s. You got Javi Baez making 20 mil a year. Dude can't hit to save his life. Parker Meadows should not even be up here. Colt Keith should be up here either. This offense, whether it's Zach McKinstry or Jake Rogers or Carson Kelly, I mean, the list goes on and on and on. You want a short list? Identify the guys actually hitting. It's Riley Green. That's it. Maybe Wenzel Perez and Mark Canha. That's it. This offense is fucking embarrassing. It's embarrassing. And it's not Torque's fault. He's just one of the guys not hitting. It's the Tigers' fault. It's Scott Harris's fault. I was listening to Doug and Scott yesterday when I was edging, was doing some landscaping, making my driveway and grass look all beautiful. That's right. Stop by my house. I live in Canton, Michigan. My front area looks amazing. Anywho, I was listening to them talk about Torque. And I'm like, no, you got it wrong. We're mad at the wrong person here. Then Valeni and Rico pretty much did the same thing. They opened up their show at 2 o'clock. Same deal. Mike said it though. Why are we focusing on Torque? You should be focusing on Scott Harris. And the more you think about it, it should infuriate you. So Scott Harris has a really good pitching staff. They're fourth in ERA. Tarek Skubal just struck out 12 Yankees. That's a career high, and ended up losing the game. Lost the game. Jack Flaherty against his old team, the Cardinals, last week, first game of a double dip, struck out 14 Cardinals. That's a career high. Lost the game. Reese Olson on Friday night in the Bronx. 5 innings of scoreless baseball against the high-powered offensive New York Yankees. Tiger scratch across 1 run. Colt Keith walked with the bases pumped and scored a run. It was like an 8-pitch at-bat. Very nice at-bat. Tigers left the bases loaded in back-to-back innings. They scored 1 run. They led 1-0 going into the bottom of the 9th inning. And what happened? Oh, yeah, the Yankees walked it off. How many times do you have to see good pitching and then this team lose because they can't hit to save their life? This is not a Spencer Torkelson issue. This is not pick a guy out of the offense and blame him. This is your president of baseball operations. He told you what he was doing. He did it, and nobody cares. And it's bullshit. It really is. You finally have a pitching staff and a bullpen that is not just above average, it's top 10 in Major League Baseball. And all you had to do was just be a little active in the offseason, maybe just maybe sprinkle in a couple of offensive pieces, whether it be a free agent, whether it be a trade, and you'd be somewhere right now, because the AL Central, despite teams being above 500, ain't that good. You're right there with them. Scott Harris is in year 2. You're in year 10 of no playoffs. Scott Harris doesn't want to start his own clock. I get what he's doing. He took the job, and he thought to himself, why do anything drastic? Why try to win? It's all about job security. The longer Scott Harris goes without making a big-time move and officially signifying that he's on the clock, the longer he gets from people maybe like you, where you're just like, oh, well, they're above 500. I mean, when you think about it, it should piss you off. Scott Harris is like Rich Rodriguez. Do you remember Rich Rod when he took over the Michigan job? Like, Rich Rod might have had success. One of the big downfalls of Rich Rod, other than at a team celebration banquet to end the season, singing Josh Groban, "You raise me up." And I think Josh Groban wanted to sue him. But Rich Rod thought he had the luxury of time. He forgot he was in Ann Arbor at Michigan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
He wanted to put his system in there. He thought he could use Stephen Threet and Nick Sheridan and win 3 games and lose to Toledo. That stuff happens. Michigan fans ain't taking that shit. Rich Rod eventually ran out of town. Scott Harris is doing the exact same thing. He was on the job last year. Last year should have been the show me year. Last year should have been like, hey, we sit back and we evaluate and we observe and we figure out who stays and who goes. That was last year. We're now in year two, and you got a pitching staff, and you got a bullpen, and you have arms that can win. And now he's doing it again in year two because he's looking out for himself. He ain't looking out for you. He's looking out for himself. Tell me I'm wrong about this. Why else won't you make a couple moves to make your team better offensively? And let's go. These fans deserve it. You deserve it. The more I think about it, I'm furious about it. It's bullshit. It is. It's been 10 years of 40 and 50 and 60 win seasons. 10 years of forgettable baseball. You don't think we deserve a playoff push? No, no, no. We don't want to take anybody's spot up. All these young guys are going to get their chance, right? All these young guys need their at-bats. Oh, yeah, it's doing a lot of good, isn't it? The San Diego Padres, over the weekend, went out and traded for Luis Arraez. Padres off to kind of a slow start, couple games under 500. They got the Dodgers in their division. They have a huge payroll. They have sellouts every day because they won a playoff series a couple years ago and people are excited. And you know what? They're like, we lost Juan Soto. We need to win here. We need to give our fans a good product. So they went out and they traded for Luis Arraez. 27 years old, from the Marlins, used to play for the Twins. Now traded three times, but he can hit. He's got no power, but he was the back-to-back batting champion last year and the year before. And by all accounts, the Padres, and I'm no expert in Padre baseball, believe me, but they gave up a bunch of prospects that weren't thought to be top 100 in Baseball America or Baseball Pipeline or whatever you want to subscribe to. They didn't give up a ton. They gave up a lot as far as number of people, but they didn't give up a ton for one of the best hitters in baseball. Where's Scott Harris making a move like that? And I know what you'll say, but Colt Keith plays second base. Well, yeah, so does Luis Arraez, but he can play shortstop. He can also play third, but mostly he plays second. And you know what? Put Colt Keith in the minors. Colt Keith currently, and I saw somebody make that comment before I tell you Colt Keith's OPS. But I saw somebody make that comment when I said, oh, man, Luis Arraez would be nice. And the response I got was, well, Colt Keith plays second base. You don't want to block Colt Keith. Are you kidding me? I want to win. We got to get over this nonsense of you don't want to block a prospect. Well, if these prospects can play, then we'll know it. Colt Keith, currently, because you asked, a 152 average and a 399 OPS. That's the guy you're worried about blocking. You gave him $26 million bucks. If you lose out on that money, you lose out. But it's funny because this lineup, if you just look, Zach McKinstry plays way too much. He has a 538 OPS. Jake Rogers plays half the time. He has a 530 OPS. Spencer Torkelson has a 587 OPS. Congrats, Tork. You're almost a 600. Colt Keith, a 399 OPS. Javier Baez has a 471 OPS. A 471 OPS, and he makes 20 million there. How do you not get pissed about this? Oh, then there's Parker Meadows, by the way, a 439 OPS. You got guys that have OPSs in the 400s. League average is 730, 735, 740. Like, what a joke. I'm not mad at Baez or Meadows or Keith or Torque. I'm mad at Scott. He did nothing to make this team better, and he's wasting a lot of good pitching performances. And it makes me angry. And nobody even talks about what happened last year. He got bamboozled by E-Rod. Couldn't trade one of the better pitchers on the market because he fell in love with some deal and probably some prospect from the Dodgers and didn't have plan B when E-Rod, which was his right, decided not to go to LA because he had a no trade. But yet everybody blamed E-Rod. You should have blamed Scott Harris. That was his first big move to prove to you that he's legit. What has he ever done? He's a GM in San Francisco. Whatever. I'm curious how you feel. Do I have a point here, or am I just agitated because the Tigers got swept in the Bronx? Let me know, please. At what point do you start to get angry, frustrated, fed up with the president of baseball operations? Let me know what you think. In the meantime, let's read some comments, and then go enjoy yourself. I'm going to go play some pickleball. That's right, pickleball. I feel good. Here's some comments. Yesterday's podcast was all about Spencer Torkelson and AJ Hinch calling out Spencer Torkelson. At Noah.Conley says, the people that say Tork should be sent down, half of the lineup are worse hitters than him this year. Javi Baez, Parker Meadows, Cole Keith, and Jake Rogers, Carson Kelly. Then somebody responds, no, they aren't. And then Noah Conley fights back. They actually are statistically, and by every hitter statistic metric. And then at Grow Me Green Thumb says, Parker is a great outfielder and Javi could win a gold glove. Tork can't hit. He also can't field. Biggest accomplishment was getting drafted. Are we sticking up for Javi Baez now? It's probably a bad idea. How about this one? At the High Rule Life 7257. I don't understand why it's either they stink or they're contenders. For me, I'm loving that they're getting better and that deserves optimism. But good progress takes time. I'm not expecting a playoff series yet, and getting swept occasionally isn't going to surprise me. Then somebody responds to them at Turbo T 6592. AJ Hinch needs to go. Hasn't done anything with this organization. He's been here long enough. And then the original poster message is back. Nah. At Chris H 575. Time to shave again. Yeah, you know what? I did shave, but that was on the quarter of the trimmers, the quarter inch little guard that comes with it. So I'm going to try the eighth next. I don't want to go totally bald again. I just didn't like that. I scared my family. So I'm not going to go totally bald, but I'm going to make it shorter than this for sure. And then one more for you. At user-DL9JK8FC8Q. I'm the same way. Love Toronto. Don't hate the team. Just can't stand their fans. There you go. Yeah, that was great, by the way. Wasn't that great? Toronto losing that game 7. Mitch Marner talking to the media yesterday, talking about we're gods here in Toronto. Austin Matthews wouldn't divulge why he couldn't play in games. I mean, what a joke. What an embarrassment. Anyway, sorry for yelling and screaming so much, but it felt good to get it out there. At what point do you start to get angry at Scott Harris? You have a good baseball team on one side of the field with arms. You have a good pitching staff. You have a good bullpen. I'll give Scott Harris a lot of credit for going out and getting Marcana, getting Kenta Maeda, getting Jack Flaherty. So far, for the majority of those guys, even Gio Urshela, they've been good enough, without a doubt. But why'd you stop there? Couple more bats in this awful lineup, maybe put you in tops in the AL Central. See, that's the thing. I don't understand why, after all this time, a decade, the expectation is not the playoffs. That's what it should be in this division. The expectation should be the playoffs. So when you have a new guy in charge who's just like, well, you know what? We haven't earned the right to talk about the playoffs. Like, no offense. Fuck that. Like, honestly, fuck that. You've waited 10 years. Remember the good old days? The Verlanders, the Upton's, the Scherzers, the Princes, the Pudges, the Polanco's, the Guillen's. Remember those days? You don't want that again? You don't want fun baseball? You don't want to be good again? No. But this guy, this president of baseball operations, Scott Harris, he just said, well, you know, we got to give our guys a chance. I don't know if he talks like that. It's just, I don't know why I'm doing that voice. I'm sorry. We can't steal that bats from the young guys. The young guys stink. Anyway, are you as angry as me, or is it just me? That's going to do it for the Daily Ticket, guys. It's been fun. We'll catch you on a hump day. I'll let you know how pickleball went. You know what? If pickleball is a rousing success, I say we do a daily ticket pickleball tournament. What do you think? We all meet somewhere and we play pickleball. And if you're not into pickleball, how about golf? We all meet somewhere and play golf. One of the two. As long as you promise me, like, not to punch me when you meet me because you're annoyed by me or something, which could happen as well. So, anyway, that's going to do it for the Daily Ticket. We'll catch you tomorrow on a hump day. Enjoy your Tuesday, everybody. See ya.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.